Welcome to the Star Online's live chat, coming to you straight from the Star Studio V. Today, we are very lucky to have our Minister of Health, Datuk Sri Liao Tiong Lai, who has made some time to talk about the influenza A H1N1 situation in Malaysia. Thanks for joining us, Datuk Sri.
Thank you, Audrey. Yes. Thank you for inviting me here.
Datuk, what we would like to know is basically how has the situation been in Malaysia so far?
Yeah, the situation in Malaysia, influenza is spreading. Right. As all of us aware, that WHO mentioned that this pandemic is unstoppable now. Mm-hmm. And we have gone through the containment phase into the mitigation phase now. Mm-hmm. As you know, at the initial stage, the 15th of May is the first case recorded in Malaysia. Until today, the number has gone up to 1,200 over cases. So the number increased so fast. Then we have to go into mitigation phase. During the containment phase, we try to stop the disease from coming into the country. There's a lot of imported case, but it is not foolproof. Cases still coming in. So now it has going down, spreading in the community. At this stage, it is already reached a community transmission level. So that's why you have to go into the mitigation phase. When come to the mitigation phase, that means we are actually emphasizing on treatment. We have to emphasize, we have to make sure that we have enough ICU bed. We have to make sure we have enough supply. We have to make sure that we give fast treatment, and we have to raise our index of suspicion on AH1N1 higher so that we can identify the AH1N1 patient early and give them treatment. So I would say that the situation is at the local, at the community level, community transmission level. Right. We haven't reached a level where there is a sustained local transmission. We haven't reached that level. We are still in a situation that we can control the community transmission. We are trying our level best to control this community transmission.
Right. But Dr. Sri, when you say community transmission, how is that different from your, what you say, sustained local transmission?
When it is sustained local transmissions, means that that particular community, a lot of cases that are not traceable. Right. And and it happened over a period of time that they continue to exist in that community. So far, like we encounter is like cluster of transmission. Example, it happens in UiTM, Lendu, Melaka. So we contain the situation. We quarantine some of the students. And after 7 days, when the student recovered, then we found there's no more local transmission. Right. So that is called, that is community transmission, but that is no sustained local transmission.
But I'm just wondering now, is the government planning to modify its preparedness plan or come up with new strategies to actually make sure that it stays as far away as possible?
Yeah, government has put in place this National Pandemic Preparedness Plan. Since 2005, 2006, we go into a lot of training back in 2007, 2008. So this pandemic come in at this moment. Actually, our ministry is quite prepared, and we have mobilized all our staff to be on high alert. What we do in this preparedness plan is that first we have this structural response. We set up this, we call it national level committee, interministerial committee, technical committee. Then we have operation room at all the states. This is called structural response. We respond very fast. In the first time, the response and all in operation. We have the manpower train everybody. Then the second is the medical response. We make sure that our medical response is fast enough. That we make sure that we have our stockpile, our medicine is enough, sufficient, and our doctors are alert. You know, they are able to handle the H1N1 patient. It's a medical response. The third is what we call the social, health, what we call, the public health. Public health response. Public health response means we have to, this is a communicable disease. So our surveillance must be strong. We should be able to detect our patient early. We should be able to give response to the public early. This is the call it the public health response. Is very, very important. We have also put that in place. The fourth response is the lab response. Our laboratory must be enough. Must be able to handle the number of tests. We should be able to investigate whether the virus go into mutation, whether the virus become more resistant to certain drug, or whether the virus immune or resistance to the antiviral drug they will give now. You see, over the time, this virus may mutate. So our lab should be able to detect all this. So the lab response must be in place to handle all this thing. The fourth response is the social prepared social response. I mean the public response, the public participation. The public must take ownership of the pandemic. Everybody must be responsible to the situation now. So what we're doing now is to go through a lot of campaign. We need the media to come in and help us. We engage the media, we engage the NGO, we organize more forum, we organize a lot of activities and campaign to get the public understand the situation and understand how to prevent the spread of influenza A, H1N1. So the social response is very, very important. And the last response is the risk communication. Risk communications is also very vital because then we like the public to be able to assess the risk situation, how they must have a continual business plan. And every agencies, every business sectors, factories, we do not want this pandemic to affect our economy. We want our economy to continue to progress. Even the pandemic hit the country. So that's why the risk assessment and risk communications to all levels were important. Every company now must put in place their business continuity plan. That include Ministry of Health. If our hospital got hit, if our doctors down, you know, they got this H1N1 fever, who is going to maintain this? Who is going to run the hospital? All this is very, very important. Same, even any company, if their factories, the frontliner got hit, how are we going to handle the situation?
But Dato, in your opinion, what do you think has led to the seemingly worsening condition in Malaysia? I mean, from a few cases, we had our first death, and now there's like four deaths, more than 1,000 cases. So did the government not do enough in the beginning, or are Malaysians just being too laid back in how they are handling influenza A, H1N1?
We are handling well. Actually, we are more organized, we are more structured, and we don't have knee-jerk reaction. In fact, our response is all well planned. We have put in place all the measures. Our Rakyat know, understand very well what is the measures every time when we go to the press, we inform the people, this is the situation, what we should do now. And I think we are actually taking a very serious measures from time to time, and the public know about it. The situation come to this situation, I mean the numbers from one now come to 1,000, this is unstoppable. We know that every country get hit. Some country even get this sustained local transmission much earlier than us. You look at Singapore, look at Thailand, look at Manila. They are even hit much earlier. We are still at the cluster stage. We are still at we are not at the sustained local transmission stage because we managed to slow down the spread of this disease early. So we quarantine people early. We make preparation early. So we are still at this what we call the stage that we still can control. You see the situation in USA, in UK. You know, I would say that they take it. They don't in place all this measure, quarantine and self quarantine measures. But I would say that because we have the experience, we know that during Nipah virus time, during SARS, during even flu, we have gone through this, and we know that this is a pandemic, and it is serious, and we have take measures to prevent the spread. Mm-hmm. So we have taken all these measures, and I would say that our measures are effective. We managed to slow down the spread. Although now we have 1,200 over cases, yeah, but it's still manageable. We still want to ensure and want to ask the public to be more aware of what is happening or what is coming. They must understand the situation, what is coming, and we have to handle the situation well.
Okay. Yeah. We'll be right back with more questions for Dato' Sri. Stay tuned. Thank you.